and good morning. I'm joined by Marcus Knack from the, actually, Des Moines County Conservation. He's a naturalist headquartered out at Stars Cave. He's joining me. And again, flying like an eagle. Well, watching eagles is going to be happening. That's going to be happening tomorrow. It is Eagle Watch, and it is an annual event. Happens in January. Typically, when we have a situation like we do now, where we've got an ice-covered Mississippi River, because the area that is not ice-covered is Lock and Dam 18. And Marcus, if there's a chance to see eagles, you're going to see. It should be perfect conditions tomorrow for eagle watching, right?
It sure should be. So the plan is to meet at the Port of Burlington at 10 o'clock, where we have a short presentation ready. And then from there, we're going to caravan. You're going to follow me all the way to Lock and Dam 18, where the water is open and the eagles are eating. And I went over to Lock and Dam earlier this week, and the count of eagles was about 450 at one time.
Now, is it an actual eagle count that you're going to be conducting? Is that right?
So we're not conducting a count. But we're going to be observing the eagles and watching them. It's really quite the sight to see our nation's symbol flying around, picking off fish out of the water, and even nesting up in the trees.
You know, eagles were an endangered species at one time, and they've come back. They have thrived, especially here on the Mississippi. Is there any condition? Are they? I know they're a protected species. Is there any other? They're not, but not endangered. Is that right?
Well, they're no longer on the endangered species list, but they are protected. At one point in the late 60s, there was an estimated 400 pairs of mating eagles around, and that's quadrupled since then, since our conservation efforts towards eagles have been such a success.
All right. So, again, how many bait should you bring? What do you need to bring? Should you bring binoculars with you tomorrow?
Well, if you have your own binoculars, it's always suggested that you bring them. I suggest that you dress for the weather.
yes.
You know, just making sure that you have a hat and mittens. And just come prepared to observe some eagles and enjoy a little bit of time outside.
All right, so you'll have a short program. Then you'll go up to Lock and Dam 18. Any idea of total length of time that you'll be spending up there?
Well, the program is scheduled from 10 o'clock until noon, and we'll probably be at the port from about 10 o'clock to 10:30 at the latest, and then we're going to head right over to the Lock and Dam as soon as we can. And folks can leave whenever they feel that they need to go. Otherwise, by noon, we'll be packing it up.
Now, the eagles themselves that you'll be watching, do they, I'm going to guess if the Lock and Dam is where they want to get, is where they eat, I'm going to guess their nesting is in those trees along the Mississippi. Is that right? Right up by Lock and Dam 18?
That's right. So bald eagles usually pick the tallest tree around a water source so that they can see with their incredible vision from where they're nested. So there's a few nests that are located around that area, but typically their nests will be pretty close to a food source.
All right. Well, it's watching the eagles. The Eagle Watch is what's going on. And, again, it is a program at 10. And, again, heading then caravanning to Lock and Dam 18. And, again, a chance to watch the eagles. Will you be kind of guiding people once you get to Lock and Dam 18, pointing out things or anything else?
Yeah. So after our short presentation, we're going to cover a lot of information about eagles there, but any questions that anybody comes up with or they observe, I'm going to be there to answer some questions, and also Lori Carnes, a eagle specialist who used eagles in her curriculum when she was a teacher, is working with Raptor Resource, and she is so knowledgeable about eagles, she can answer any question that I can.
Fantastic. Marcus Knack, Des Moines County Conservation Naturalist, headquartered out at Stars Cave. Eagle Watch, 10 o'clock is where you gather at the Port of Burlington, and caravan by 10:30 up to Lock and Dam 18. Good luck. Let's hope lots of eagles are there on display to see. I would imagine you should see because the river is going to be very well covered. So anyway, you have a great time, okay?
Thank you.